inside.
That's right. Let's get the party started, Lagos, Nigeria. We are Radioactive, 7:09 on the PM side. And this is how we get the action up and running on the nation's first news talking sports. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Femi and the gang, we are Radioactive. Just like we always do every weekday. And today is not going to be an exception. So much to look forward to this evening. I bid you a hearty welcome wherever you are listening to the sound of my raging voice. All right. I'm sure you're having quite the day and things are falling in nicely for you. Well, I'm here. Not just me, but myself and the boys. We're here to keep you company and ensure that you do have a better evening if you're probably having a challenging day. Whatever it is, just know it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And things will fall in kindly for you, I hope. But of course, welcome to the happy side of radio, to the exciting side of radio, to where it all happens right here on the nation's first news talking sports. It's game on. We don't hold prisoners here. We let it all in. And we bring you the best of sporting conversations as we continue to enjoy all of it. So it's a beautiful Wednesday. Good to be back on radio. This amazing week and a whole lot has been happening. And I'm pleased to be here driving proceedings. I'll be sharing all of that good stuff with you. There's a lot happening. It's a lot of fire and ice. Tell me what? Tell me something, Tony. I'll tell you. Trust me, the Women's World Cup is giving me a kind of fever that I don't know if I can shake it off. It is infectious. And I tell you what, it's like it keeps getting better, Lagos. It keeps getting better. That tournament keeps getting better. And this is the new age. Oh, Imagine Dragons. This is the new age. We've talked about a time when women's football can be up there, can compete with the very best, can produce amazing moments. That's right, that's right, that's right. It's better. And I tell you what, so many good stories to be written at this edition of the Women's World Cup. A lot of it. And I guess it's a case of which side are you on? Which of the teams are you particularly cheering on beyond the Super Falcons of Nigeria? Because a lot of teams are really taking giant strides. We're excited about that. It's good stuff. It's you know, good for the dailies. For those who are in print, they'll tell you, when you have Cinderella stories like this, that's what can sell that paper. Well, right here, that's what can get that conversation popping. So we'll talk about the FIFA Women's World Cup, which, of course, gradually winding down the group stages. The stories continue to unravel. Special moments for special countries. A possibility that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. We'll talk about that, of course. And interestingly, in the next few minutes, the Tigress of Nigeria battle for a place in the semi-finals at the ongoing AfroBasket. What does the future hold for this amazing young ladies led by Rena Wakama? It's a new dawn for the Tigress. Can they go four on the bounce? That is the big question. We'll be talking about that on the broadcast. And, well, many more fun conversations on this side. Transfer stories also you can use. And not forgetting Gianluigi Buffon. That's right. The Italian great says, I'm done with the game. I am done with the game. Finally. Or FIFA one time joked that he could play until he was 67. But Gigi says, this is where the road comes to an end for me. In the same breath as the Brazilian Martha, who also had journey with the national team, perhaps at the World Cup, ends after being knocked out of the Women's World Cup. I tell you what, it's a lot of jamming to do right there in Jamaica, because that's where the energy is popping at the moment. The Reggae Girls. Yeah.
Hey guys, your boy Black Mons, aka Mika the Stallion. I want you guys to keep listening to Femi and the Gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Peace.
How do I? I don't know what to say, but I guess the Reggae Girls will be jamming right now. There's a lot to talk about, but brother, you're welcome. How are you doing?
I was wondering if you were going to go that route again. it's an amazing evening.
That's right. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, the upsets and news all around the world of sports, and we're already 60 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get our teeth into it.
Well, talking about jamming earlier today, the story of the Reggae Girls progressing to the knockout phase of the Women's World Cup is a special, special story. For the Caribbean girls and millions. Who believe that they can come to the world stage and make a bold, bold, bold statement at the expense of a certain Brazilian side. That has to be perhaps the biggest story as far as sports is concerned in the world today. And the accompaniments continue to pour in for the Jamaicans, who have progressed alongside France in that group. We'll talk about the FIFA Women's World Cup extensively on the broadcast. Of course, by an extension, the Super Falcons will take preeminence as we look forward to the round of 16 clash. And we'll tell you what the pairings does look like as the group stages will round up tomorrow. Just one more group left, and we'll know the entire pairings for the round of 16 stage. But of course, so far so good. It's been quite the tournament, and for some teams who probably thought on paper they were going to progress, alas, it was a different situation. I guess right now you've got to end your sport. Talking about the women's game, it's completely different. This time you have to really work hard, and I'm sure that our brothers and sisters from Southern Africa surely will be singing Mbumbele.
AKA Speef of the Johnson, and you are listening to Femi and the Gang on Nigeria Info.
Shoo, What more to be said? Earlier today, the Banyana actually progressed from the group after a hard fourth 3-2 victory over the Italians in Wellington. And well, it was quite the group, a group that had Sweden, Italy, Argentina, South Africa. Not many gave them, you know, a chance. They were just only in their second edition of the World Cup, second appearance. They went on to win their very first game and qualify on their second time of trying to the round of 16. And it's been quite the feeling across Africa. They join the Super Falcons in the round of 16. And I mean, you listen to the voice of Catalana, who scored the winning goal. Super girl. And you're also listening to the voice of Kaling, the goalkeeper for South Africa. And of course, Desiree Ellis was the first voice you listened to. And the passion from her voice, she was almost in tears while giving all of the appreciation to everyone. I mean, coaches who have been before her, players who have, I mean, existed before this crop of players, and really appreciating everyone who have played some role, you know, in ensuring that the Banyana can come this far. It's a special story for them, just like we see at the World Cup. And it's been that sort of World Cup where teams are getting an opportunity to write their name in gold. They qualify alongside Sweden in that group, and so it's a pretty fantastic one. The other group which saw fireworks have got to be Group F, France qualifying alongside Jamaica. France 7 points, Jamaica 5 points, Panama scoring their first goal, the first free kick also of this tournament, scored by Mata Cox. It's incredible what the Women's World Cup is producing, and this is what we love. This is what will get people to watch. Let's go pay some bills. And when we return, we'll hear from you. How do you feel? Stick around.
I'm a former Anamano. I play for the Super Falcons in Gotham FC in the U.S. Keep listening to Femi and the Gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
To being here today.
For supporters like us, our hearts just couldn't take it. How was it on the field then?
I am sorry that you guys couldn't take it. We also couldn't take it, but we had to have bigger hearts than you, because we had to work hard, even though we're chasing the game from behind. And I think the difference between this game and the other game is, on the other two games we were leading and the other teams had to chase. On this one, we had to chase the game. We knew how much it meant for us to win. You know, Italy came at Italy came at us, but we also had to show them equally that we can bring the game to you, and that's what we did.
There's been talk that this team is divided, you know, coaches playing this this playing instead of the other. But what we saw on the field shows just a united team.
And it's people trying to break the team, you know, and it's unfortunate that I think everyone outside of the team doesn't know what's happening here. They're trying to have speculations, and that's not true. And I think people need to understand that we are in a team sport. Whoever the coach on the day, say, listen, take a jersey, go play. That's who's going to play. And we saw.
All right, welcome back. We'll see if we can we'll get that foul to completely play, because Catalana had a lot to say in that post-match A review of the game. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And well, just bringing you some reactions post that game. South Africa against Italy. Well, I've got on the broadcast Brownish also joining us. Big B, what's up? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fantastic. I'm very glad to be here. Can't wait for, you know, for us to officially dive right in. But, you know, we're getting into the round of 16 right now, I do believe it is.
Yeah.
And into the knockout stages. So this is where the big business starts. So Big B is here for big business.
Come on, man. And surely Sati Sow with better days. I can't imagine the feeling right there in South Africa. I promised I was going to share with you the fixtures, the pairings now for the round of 16. Well, we saw South Africa 3-2 against Italy, Sweden win 2-0 against Argentina, Jamaica 0, Brazil 0, Panama 3, France 6, Mata Cox of Panama scoring an unbelievable free kick. Almost 40 yards away. It was such a beauty to behold. And, well, they're bowing up. I'm sure they'll bow out with their heads held very high. So tomorrow we'll see the final group stage games involving Korea, Republic and Germany, Morocco and Colombia. Very interesting prospect, really, in that group. The Colombians, after defeating Germany, are on course to top that group, asserting Morocco can also qualify. Well, Africa can have as much as three teams in the round of 16. That will be absolutely unbelievable. But we'll see how that pans out. Talking about the round of 16 fixtures, Switzerland will be up against Spain, Japan up against Norway, Netherlands will be facing Banyana, who won earlier today. Sweden up against USA. That's some cracker, really. And that's what the USA get for finishing second in their group. They face Sweden, who 9 points on the board. It's been a really, really good tournament for them so far. England, Nigeria, of course, a game will be, we've got special interest in Australia, Denmark. And of course, talking about Jamaica, will be facing the winner right there of the last group, talking about Group H. So either Colombia or Germany. So two sports are left. And we'll see the two teams that will complete that slot. Talking about the team that will play Jamaica, and of course the team that would miss that will meet now Harvey Leonard's France in the round of 16. Well, Brownish, quickly. I mean, so far so good. What has this World Cup taught you?
It's taught me that for every single person who says, oh, I don't watch women's football, they actually have never watched women's football. If you have a snooty version of it, or a thought process to it.
That's
but
right.
The fact is, this World Cup was very necessary because it's had literally everything.
Mm.
It's had everything that a regular men's World Cup
should have.
Mm. And no disrespect to, you know, the women's game. It's much younger than the men's game.
Yeah.
So the fact that in just such a short time,
yeah,
they've come to this quality of football when traditionally it was almost taboo.
From the 60s, it played, was.
Yeah, you know, competitively for women. So in my opinion, and we're still having issues of, you know, maybe of payment and all of that and all of that, but I feel like
remunerations
forward, it's so weird that even FIFA has said, you know what, this money that is coming to you girls is going directly into your bank accounts. I don't think that has been done for the men
a bit
before.
Of a correction on that, because you know, there being that conversation, you know, since Fatma Samara, who addressed the Falcons after that draw against Ireland, she was taking out of context just to put it in clearer terms, and FIFA would pay that to the NFF, and then the NFF would remit to the accounts of the players.
In other words,
yeah,
there's still going to be consistency in pursuing NFF to give them their money. Yeah,
no, but the different thing here is it's the first time FIFA is outrightly paying the ladies for an appearance fee.
Yeah,
you know, and
it's such a huge appearance fee.
Come on, ego 60 now. Each player of the Falcons are supposed
entitled
to get
$60,000. Yeah.
Dollars, if you calculate that.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. In fact, I am going to calculate that, but I'll get that
it's
to
up
you.
Is it 200
later.
Million? It's
no,
probably
no,
more.
No, it's not. I don't think it's up to 200 million. Why on now?
Oh, my dear. Well, that money is something. Well,
52.5 million.
No, it could rise.
52.5 million.
No, no, it could rise to as much as 200 million if they get to the semis.
Yes, actually, it could. And then if they now go and win it, up to $190,000-something.
Dollars per player.
Per player. So, I mean, they have already cashed out like this. Like, oh, they have to. But here's the thing. The thing is, you know, aside from the money, they're also playing for pride. And for the longest time, playing in the women's game has been playing for pride.
Mm.
Because in the end, it seems like there's not been any recognition. There's not been any remuneration. Mm. People don't even have to take you seriously because more often than not, they're looking. So what I would like to say is that just because the men's game is good doesn't mean the women's game can't be good.
Hmm.
And because you like the men's game doesn't mean that you shouldn't like the women's game. It's not a loyalty test.
Hmm.
It's literally you can appreciate both sides of the beautiful
game. That's right.
This has just shown us that, you know, there's a very, very high quality side to the women's game that people need to start, you know, investing in.
Hmm. Well, we'll see about that. And talking about this lady who was quite emotional earlier today, the great Martha. I would also talk about her, but she was speaking here. Spoke Portuguese, but probably when we return, I'll transliterate that one for you. And also, her manager Pia Sundaga, who I don't know if she'll still be the manager of the Brazilians after being knocked out. The Brazilians don't take being knocked out of the group stage quite easy, but we'll see about that.
Persistência contínua. É, que não começou só comigo, mas começou com muita gente lá atrás, mas que a gente tem muito orgulho. E a gente pede muito para que a nossa geração continue a fazer isso, continue a inspirar.
I knew that she was big. Okay, she's a famous player. But I couldn't not even imagine how big she is in Brazil. So I get very emotional just being around such a good player. Not only what she's going to do tomorrow, but what she's done for so many years and been a fantastic role model.
É lógico que...
Well, that just had her manager, Pierre's voice, in the middle of all of that Portuguese she was speaking. But basically, she was talking about the equality and the awareness she, as a player, have brought to the women's game over the years. Her first World Cup in 2003, 20 years down that line. You know, she's done incredibly well, really. Talking about Martha. And, of course, currently... the only footballer with most goals at the World Cup, 17. What have I? Nobody has more, but in the male game, of course. But I mean, really, that feat is incredible.
It's incredible, and you know, it's a shame that the Brazil team couldn't make it out. They haven't won the World Cup. As intriguing as that is, I heard it like a couple of days ago. I'm like, they haven't actually won the World Cup, and you know, this is, you know, I think it's obviously her last ride, last attempt, you know, and I'm sure she was hoping for more, but it didn't happen. But looking back at her career, you know, you would say she has done a lot. 6-time FIFA World Player of the Year.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot. She has left a mark on the sport, and
she has, truly.
Everybody, it's it's a clear, you know, she's the one that started. She literally, you know, started that, you know, football thing for women. You know, when you're talking about women's football, like 5-6 years ago, you know, there's matter. You know, she was that woman in the game, and you know, it's things.
Even before people started acknowledging women's football, yes. They knew the name Martha.
Martha. Yeah. It was associated with the game.
Yeah. Yes. It was associated with the women's game. Fact, it was a trope about even Brazilian women. Look, Martha now. Martha did, do you get what I mean? Know. So, yeah, shout out to her, to be honest. It would have been fantastic if she had a fairy tale finish, like, you know, the greatest player that ever played the game.
But you know who else? You know, I'm a fairy tale finish.
Anyway.
So on my timeline was like, you know, so I'm two of my greatest players in the male and female section. We will not get to win that, man. Relax.
Everybody, relax. That's right. So congratulations to her. She's already a winner. 6 World Cups, 23 matches played, 17 goals, 4 assists. And, I mean, she's being such a great. She has 117 goals in 174 caps for the Brazilian team. And, I mean, you can go on and on to talk about Martha. But, of course, well, there you go with our breakdown of the World Cup. So far, so good. And really, when we return from the break, we'll be getting ready to give 30,000 naira away. But we'll be asking you, what have you learned so far from the FIFA Women's World Cup? What has intrigued you? We're talking about the story of South Africa, who are doing so well. We're talking about the story of Jamaica, led by the likes of Khadija Shaw, Drew Spence. Very exciting team to look forward to, giving the Brazilians a big scare today. And it was not just a scare, it was sending them back to Rio de Janeiro. And for Pierre Sundaga, big setback for the Brazilian women's national team. But of course, for Jamaica, it's pressing forward. Have your thoughts about who could potentially win changed? For some people, there's been a bit of mental change. I'll ask the boys in the studio if they still hold on to their predictions. With the way things are turning, there could be another Cinderella story. Probably. Just like we saw at the Men's World Cup, with the likes of Qatar making way to the semi-finals. The big question is, what nation will
Morocco
now, did I say Qatar? Yeah, making a move to the semi-final. I don't know who that team will be next, but we'll see about that. Well, let's go pay some bills. We'll be right back, and we'll take some calls. We'll also let you in on what's going on with D Tigress. Kenny Bamdele standing by to talk to us about that game. It starts at 8, Nigeria, Mozambique. Stick around. Well, that's one thing I can assure you, really. It's not easy going to the World Cup to get a victory, to win a game. Countries go as much as 3-4 appearances without one. And for the Jamaicans, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Right here for all the hard work they actually put into that one. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Game On with Femi and the Gang, The Voice, Hotovai, and Brownish right here. Well, Brownish, have you really changed your mind in terms of teams that you think will win this one? Are you expecting a special story like that of Morocco from a team that no one is probably... I mean, the likes of Canada are gone, Brazil gone, China, Piero. Wow.
Well, to be honest, I would say I originally thought, you know, the Spanish and the English had enough of a look-in.
Yeah.
Currently, I think the English have the stronger chance.
Wow.
But interestingly enough, if the Super Falcons are going to make...
Yeah.
A Morocco-like run.
Yeah.
They have to beat the English. Hmm. So, in my opinion, I feel like, yes, I think the team who beats the Super Falcons will go all the way to actually win the World Cup. And if no one can beat them, then obviously Super Falcons go all the way to win the World Cup. So yeah, that's it. So it's, for me, I think mainly France and England have that maybe chance to make it into the final and possibly win it. I think they've been some of the strongest teams that I've actually seen at this World Cup, and not just on the basis of goal scoring alone, but overall play, you know, dynamism, speed, transition, you know, shots, goal scoring, of course, as well. Yeah, I think France and England seem to be the most consistently quality teams in this Women's World Cup so far for me.
What have I for you? Any change?
I want Japan.
The former champions.
Oh, they've been on 11 goals, no goal conceded, 9 points.
That's right.
Slapped Spain 4-0.
That's right.
Yes, they want to look at. But for a team that could surprise, I think South Africa can surprise. You're laughing. Wow. But look at their journey all through the group stages here. They blew a one-goal lead to narrowly lose 2-1.
Yeah.
In the first game against Sweden, blew a two-goal lead in the second game. Was it Argentina? Second game, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, they almost blew this one, but they managed to get the victory. So, it's not like they've been competing. They've competed very well in all three games.
Yeah.
But they get played Netherlands. And that is a tricky one. But
that's right. That's right.
They can fancy their chances. I think they play good. They play good. I was going to say Nigeria, but I don't know. That English game looks it looks like a tall order. You know, left to me, I would have, like we said it last week, just avoid England for now.
Right.
But we have to face what is in front of us. So if Nigeria can defeat England, that's the quarterfinals. And from the quarterfinals, anything
really
can happen.
Possible.
Yeah, so chances are still open for the African sides. Rooting for them, you know, hopefully like you said, the Moroccan story, it would be nice if we have one from an African perspective again, you know, this time. And it's very, very possible.
All right, before we give 30,000 error on the broadcast in the next few minutes, don't forget that code *347 *880 *3#. That is the code. Specify the number of ticket entries, choose a bank, choose one, and you will receive an SMS with instructions to make payment. Do so, and you could be in the running for 30,000 naira tonight. In the meantime, Kenny Bamidele joins me live on 99.3 Nigeria Info. That game has started. Kenny, apologies, my call is coming a bit late. You should be watching that game right now. You don't like to miss your basketball games, Kenny. Would you forgive me, please?
Yes, I have to forgive you because I'm watching the game right now, but you know, I have to like pause because of this. So
right,
no problem. It's okay.
Right. quickly, can you just tell me what are the expectations as regards this game, Nigeria, Mozambique?
Yeah, nothing much. It's a W. We have to get the win, and I believe that we are working on that right now. We're leading 14-6 now.
Brilliant.
And, it's a very good start. The girls are so good on offense. They're trying to hit the Mozambique side so much on offense and not giving them breathing space. They managed to get 6 points. That is for Mozambique so far. And most of their players for Mozambique are for Dongi. She's had 4 shot attempts. She scored just one. The other one had 2, scored just one. One had 1, scored none. So basically, we're restricting them to the number of points they're getting in this game. And it makes sense. That is a very good way to start. For the MVP for the last game, Ebi Okonkwo, she has got 5 points already. She's already cooking them. So it makes sense. Yeah, see this girl starting. See, this is what we call, you know, champion stuff from the Tigers. Defending champions 3 times consecutively on the verge of winning the 4th time. This is how you play. So I've been impressed so far. Right now, 14-6, about 4 minutes gone, about 4 minutes left in the 1st quarter. So that's a very good start for the national team.
Who are some of the players that the D Tigers should be weary of in that Mozambique set off?
Yeah, so one of the players they should be weary of is Dongi. And that was, you know, the lady I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, right.
Of course, they should also be weary of Stephania Chiziane.
Yeah, Chiziane.
Chiziane is one player that, you know, she's had a couple of moves that you just begin to get scared. Oh, this is the girl that will give us problems. So I think these two players for me would be the key player for Mozambique. Another player is Agostinho Mukauru. She's also got 2 points, but in terms of efficiency, she's on -8. So it's not really convincing from these girls I just mentioned from Mozambique, but they have to be wary because once you give them the chance to get into the game, you're in trouble. So they have to be wary of this threat right now.
Well, Kenny, I know that 3 teams have booked their place in the semifinals before this game tonight. Senegal, Mali, Guinea was a complete blowout. I mean, can you tell us a few things about some of those other quarterfinal games?
Yeah, so today we saw Cameroon against Senegal. I think for Senegal, it's a very good turnaround because they had, you know, a bit not so convincing group stage. But being up against Cameroon today, it was a close run. 3 points separated them, 80-77. Yeah, wow. That was the scoreline. So Senegal went real hard, and I must say kudos to them. This is a team that, when it comes to AfroBasket Championship, see, Senegal are like the boss when it comes to AfroBasket Championship.
11 titles.
Check out their history right now. They've actually got it all in terms of, they've got the edge compared to other teams right now in the AfroBasket Championship. So Senegal are through to the semi-finals. Also, another team through is Mali. Mali got lucky because they got a relatively easy draw in Guinea. I mean, they had Guinea for barbecue chicken today. It was a big, big win for Mali against Guinea today. So these two teams are through. Rwanda, the host nation, are also through. They got the win over Uganda. So, which means the Tigers are the only team left right now, because Nigeria will surely win, not Mozambique. The Tigers are the only team left to join this team. But Senegal against Mali, I think that looks like the next game for the semi-finals. Yes, I think that looks like the next game. Then Nigeria will be up against the host nation, Rwanda. Yes, so that is actually going to be a blockbuster encounter, because you're going to be playing against the crowd. I know what that means in sports, where you have a crowd against you. So I believe, you know, it's going to be, I mean, they should be able to get the win today first before we start talking about the game against Rwanda.
Well, before I let you go, Kenny, can you quickly take us through pre-Olympics African qualifiers to hold in Lagos? I think starts on the 12th of August. Are we ready to host Africa?
Okay, so quick one. We are ready to host because the venue is sealed. That is Equatorial, that's the venue. Now, for the Tigers, we are not ready. The Nigeria Basketball Federation have been so slow in handling this. See, Cameroon some weeks back came out with their provisional list. Nigeria have not even come out with provisional doctors of additional list since. See, we are the one hosting, and I believe that this key step should have been taken since. Key players have been missing out. I reported some days back that Gabe Vincent, Jordan Nwora, you know, Josh Okogi, these guys will probably miss out. In fact, they will miss out as things stand, barring any unforeseen circumstances. Why? Not because they don't want to play, but because the Nigerian Basketball Federation have been so slow in handling all of this. So I feel, you know, we might not really get the stars, because I saw the promo that was, you know, done by the Nigerian Basketball Federation. I saw the promo. I saw players that will not even attend being listed, you know, in that promo.
Wow.
So funny, yeah. But let's just wait until the roster is announced. But we're going to see a few names. Chimezie Metu of Phoenix Suns, formerly with Sacramento, has already, you know, confirmed he's going to be part of it. There is Ike Nduga, there is Anosike, also part of the players. So we're going to see the list in the next few days. And of course, we'll know the guys that will be playing. So for other teams coming up, yes, we'll just have to ensure we give them very good hosting, because when we went to Angola, they gave us very good hosting. The Tigers also gave me very good hosting in Rwanda. So they should not come to Nigeria and feel, oh, this is actually very different here in Nigeria. So that's it.
All right. Well, the voice of Kenny Bamidele. Kenny, thank you so much. You are Mr. Reliable when it comes to all things basketball, especially with our national teams. And we'll see how things turn out in the next few days. Hopefully, we win tonight against Mozambique. Important. And win, making a statement at it.
Yeah. Yeah, we will win, I'm sure.
All right, thank you so much. All right. Well, guys, I mean, there you go. Nigeria, Mozambique. Just catching up on that game at the moment. Let me see if I can get the latest score. Well, they should be done with the first quarter already. Bronish, well, Hodovai, you've got that one.
Yeah, first quarter over. As expected, you know, we're leading.
Hey, it's new team.
14-9 Yes. Keen Hopefully keen. they keep up and yeah. extend the lead. You know. Well, I want to blow out.
You want to blow out.
So they get rested for tougher
yeah,
games.
Yeah. All right. Well, time for you to be a part of the conversation as we get ready to give away how much? 30,000 naira on the broadcast. *347, *880, *3#. That is the code. And once you activate that on your phone, you get an opportunity to play with just as little as 200 naira and you're home and dry. All right, 0809-597-5805. That is, well, our WhatsApp portal. And, of course, the phone line 0700-993-993-993. Do you see, an underdog reaching the semi-final of the FIFA Women's World Cup going down in Australia and New Zealand? Really, what has the tournament taught you so far? From an African perspective, I'm sure you've got one or two things to say. All of this and more, we're right here to take all of your reactions as we also get ready to talk about the Super Falcons. We'll be back.
With just 200 naira, you get the chance to play and win every day. Simply dial *347*880*3#. Specify the number of your tickets or entries from 1 to 10. Choose 1 to continue. You will receive an SMS on instructions to make payment. The draws for participants will be live on Nigeria Info. And you get the chance to win up to 90,000 naira. Tune in to What's Up Lagos, 11:15 a.m. to 11:25 a.m. Or Game On at 8:15 to 8:25 p.m. Or the chat station by 10:15 p.m. to 10:25 p.m. Remember, you can play as many times as you like. The more you play, the more your chances of winning. Don't forget, simply dial *347*880*3# and play with just 200 naira. Not suitable for persons under the age of 18. And remember to please play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we're not particularly dashing because you have to play a role before we give that money. All right, and that means you have to play the game to be eligible for the 30,000 naira we've got to give away. So if you haven't, of course, you won't get any. So nothing ventured. How do they say it, bro?
Gained.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. All right. So we're getting ready to play. We will activate the draws in the next few minutes for the last time before we activate that draw. *347*880*3#. That is the code. All you have to do is dial that on your phone, specify the number of ticket entries between 1 to 10, choose bank, choose 1 to continue. You'll receive an SMS with instructions to make payments. You do that and you're listening to the live draw right here. We'll be doing that in the next few minutes. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you. What do you make of the FIFA Women's World Cup so far? And I asked somebody this question, and I'll ask the guys very quickly. Brown, in terms of the golf in the women's game, in terms of opponents, the difference between, well, stronger teams and weaker teams in the men's game, do you think it's closer in the women's game with this World Cup? Do you think it's closer?
In terms of opponents?
Yeah. Yeah, really. Do you think that golf is still as wide as it is. I mean, we've seen teams win 7-0 at this tournament, but we've also seen teams who many didn't give a chance get the better of more established teams. So in terms of the competitive golf in the men's and women's game, which do you think is closer right now?
I think it's still the men's.
Wow.
Because for the men's, and not necessarily just quality wise, because for football federations all around the world, the focus more often than not is usually on the men's game. And take, for example, for the women's game, where we can clearly see that, you know, the Super Falcons do a lot. They really do a lot. They've shown consistent quality and all of that.
Yeah, right.
I still don't feel like they are given as much consideration as they would probably be worth if we could acknowledge that. So in my opinion, I think it's still the men's, because all over the world, it's still, imagine the US women's team, who are current world champions, were still fighting a battle for recognition just before this World Cup, where they eventually won it. But the fact is, they are one of the most prominent, if not the most prominent, women's team right now.
They are
still fighting a battle for recognition in their country.
Yeah.
So the fact is, now imagine smaller countries like Panama. You know, countries like, I don't know, Jamaica,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, these are countries that traditionally the men's game is not even getting that much support. So the women's game itself. So then you can then see that the quality gap for the men's game more often than not will be a bit closer, because the institutions for men's game are firmly established. Meanwhile, in many parts of the world, the institutions for the women's game are still being built. So as a result, there isn't as much of a system that the women can
sufficient,
just funnel through
to
get quality and just improve their quality and help. So in the end, I think the countries who are considered big footballing nations still have leg up, because they just more often than not transfer that quality from the men's game into the women's game and just funnel them through.
All right. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to be a part of the conversation. And also let me know really what you make about this conversation. Do you think the golfing class, the difference in class between strong and weaker teams, do you think it's more obvious, it's closer in the women's game than the men's game? I mean, when you look at what the Moroccans did at the FIFA World Cup for the men, it's incredible. All right, that was a big statement of fact. With the way teams have qualified for the knockout phase of this World Cup, the likes of South Africa, the likes of Jamaica, it is a big sign that probably it's not like it used to be, most definitely. All right, let's see who's talking to us. Hello.
Hello, good evening, Tony the Voice.
Friday, talk to us.
Good evening, Brownie.
Good evening, Friday.
For me, I think the women's game is getting closer than the men game.
Wow.
Why do I say this?
Wow.
I believe it's like the Filipino, the Voice. They won a game in this tournament. Beating the, is it not the Filipino?
Yeah.
The whole country.
Yeah, Philippines.
New Zealand.
Yeah, 1-0.
You can't see. Can you ever speak of a Filipino coming to the men's World Cup? He will never see. This is not a cause. In the next 50 years, it will take a miracle for the Filipino to be in the men World Cup, purpose of winning, scoring a goal,
and winning a goal, game
against the whole country.
Yeah.
See, Brahmiti said that the question is the gap between them.
Yeah.
It's not what the federation think. The quality or how we treat the men and the women. That is a different discussion.
Is the gap closer?
The women is getting closer.
Wow.
Look at the South Africa now. Look at the Jamaica you just said. Why on earth will a Jamaica defeat Brazil in the men national team? It will not happen, Brani. It will not happen.
Colombia.
Look at Nigeria now.
Yeah.
The way we did it now.
Against
this is the first
the Aussies.
A Nigerian national team, I mean the Super Eagle, the Super Falcon.
Yeah.
We go to a tournament without losing a single game.
In the group stage.
In the group stage. It has never happened. Even
wow.
in the USA 94, the most powerful national team we had, they lost a game. The first 98, they lost a game. We always lose a game.
Wow.
So for me, I believe the women game It's not just the gap between them, I will put it 25%. Why did that for men is around 50 to 60%.
Hmm.
The women is getting closer. Will tell me this now.
Hmm.
Look at the way it's playing out now. The other day, England, their first game, they managed to win their first game against a very lowly team.
Haiti.
1-0.
Mm, 1-0.
Is it not 1-0?
Mm-hmm.
Will it happen in the next game? Forget what happened to Morocco now. That is just a one-off now.
Hmm.
We are talking of competition all around the tournament.
Hmm.
Africa now, we are, if Morocco win tomorrow, it will be the third Africa play team to qualify from the group stage in a single tournament.
Wow. Wow. Wow,
so for me,
brilliant.
The women is getting closer.
All right. Thank you so much. Oh, there you go. That's Friday for you. Brilliant, brilliant perspective, Friday. 0700-993-993. This is quite the conversation. Well, one thing is really sure that King Promise did a terrific job on this jam. Brownish, over 10?
Yeah, I would say 8.
Wow.
8, 9.
Brownish, 8 is a lot, bro.
No, 8 is 8.
That's good.
8 is
8. That's good.
Yeah.
Brownish is the cool FM man, so if he says 8,
I would like,
I'll take 8.
It's actually a jam that I would listen to at home, as well as in the club, as well as like hanging out with friends.
Okay.
So it ticks all the boxes.
Boxes, okay.
But, yeah, so, but it's not a 10 out of 10, it's a regular.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 38 minutes past 8, Game On with Femi and the Gang, the voice right here alongside Brownish and Hodovai. At the moment, D-Tigress aren't particularly delivering like Terminators. Hodovai, don't tell me what you want to tell me, please. Are we winning or no? What is the score?
I don't know why you made that call. I think you've altered the timeline. This point,
what is going on?
The Tigers currently losing 25-31. Mozambique have the lead. Second quarter isn't over yet, but there's still the third quarter. There's still the fourth quarter.
I believe the timeline will align.
I believe it's going to align. Every plan that you fashion will not prosper.
Lagos, Nigeria, the Tigress are currently chasing the game against Mozambique. Quarterfinals of the Afro Basket 2023. Are they looking to replicate the feat achieved by the Senegalese in the 70s into the 80s, where they won this title 4 times in a row? They have a total of 11 titles, if I'm not mistaken. We're just, usually trying to pick ourselves up. We've got 5 and we're looking for 4. Mozambique, honestly, I'm surprised. I really thought we're going to blow them out.
Relax.
You talked about a blowout.
Relax, it happens. There's still 2 quarters left.
What's the update now? Has that changed?
Relax. Okay. As we go on, I update.
All right. So we'll continue to update you with the latest coming from Kigali. That game is live at the moment. Rena Wakama, Ami Okonkwo, and all of the very exciting ladies are out there fighting for the badge, fighting for the green and white. Wish them all the very best in that game. All right. Before we went on that time, we're talking about an important conversation that had to do with the women's game. In contrast with the men's game at the moment, using the World Cup, the FIFA Women's World Cup, as a very good sample. And the question I'm really asking, Lagos, is do you think the gulf in class between strong and weak teams, do you think it's closer in the women's game than the men's game? Do you think it's closer in the women's game, especially with the kind of results that we're seeing at this tournament so far? Colombia beating Germany. Well, that can happen in the men's game. But I tell you what, it was shocking, really, especially how good the Germans are, especially, at the women and men, they're really good. I didn't expect Colombia and a certain Caicedo, who is really turning up that tournament. She scored. Well, that was just one of many other results. The Nigeria win against Australia, which we'll come to very shortly, you know, also has got to be one to talk about. And really, do you genuinely think that the golfing classes is closer? It's closer between weaker or, you know, upcoming teams, upcoming national teams to the very established ones. We saw Portugal hold the USA to a nil-nil draw in the final group game. As a matter of fact, Portugal could have won that game. Portugal, by the way, are making their debut at the World Cup. USA managed to finish second in that group on 5 points. And Portugal, just by whiskers, were knocked out. So that, one of the many examples. But genuinely, do you agree with me? Or do you think, no, Tony, I think the men, the golfing class for the men's game is closer. I'd like to hear what you make of that one. Life and Game On tonight. 0700 983 983 983. We'll talk about Gianluigi Buffon in a bit. Well, who was called it quit with football at the age of 45. But before we get that cooking, well, let's hear what you make of this conversation. Well, Hodovai, please tell me what I want to hear. Have we improved? What is the current score? I'll be asking you every 3 minutes. Every 3 minutes. What's the current score?
29-33.
Okay, so we've closed the gap.
It's now 4-point deficit.
4-point deficit. Go Tigress! Go Tigress! All right, let's see who's talking to us for the ladies. We'll love to hear your take on this conversation. We'll love to know what you make of it. 014-657-190. All right. Hello, good evening to you. All right, call us back if you can. Hello, good evening. Wow. that's something. Hello.
Sorry.
Yay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ah, you caught me on the wrong side of the kitchen preparing my food.
Okay, so you were trying and kept doing what you were doing. I can imagine.
She's watching the highlights of the female team. She refused to cook.
Amazing.
So when I was in the kitchen, so I've been trying since to call him, but it's not getting through.
Men in the kitchen. Well done.
I got him through now.
Well done.
Good evening.
Good evening. Where's the
lab? Brownish.
Good evening. Yeah.
Good evening, my good brother.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Very well.
You have Engineer Christian Ogozelua coming from Oedibo.
Engineer, talk to us.
I think it is time we give it to the ladies.
Hmm.
It is high time
we give it to them.
To the ladies. Wow. I'm praying that Morocco tomorrow will do the needful. At least Africa will have 3 teams representing us in the last 16.
Hmm.
I'm very happy, especially for South Africa.
Absolutely.
Very happy. You remember what happened in 1993 during the under 17?
Yeah.
The time we have Boruma and Kano.
Mm.
When we play Ghana in the finals, when in that Ghana team, we have a certain me Odete Lampe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Africa showcased the best of a football youth level that time.
Hmm. I mean, yeah, Nigeria was champions, Ghana was runners up. It was.
Yes.
Boruma scored 6 goals.
And as all Africans.
Yeah.
Finals,
yeah.
I see it replicating itself this time around, though.
Engineer, are you too excited? You're probably too excited.
Well, we push it our horses.
If we just. Beggars will run.
Honestly, I've never been so happy being a Nigerian, particularly, and an African. I wish Morocco tomorrow would just do the needful.
Wow.
So that.
That will
see,
be.
You see England.
Yeah.
I know they have Russo. They have Kelly.
Yeah, Greenwood.
All those, yes. Those,
Lauren James.
I dread of playing England. But this is football. Anything is possible.
Possible. Hmm.
We can. They can do all the pressing tomorrow. On the day we are playing them. But one slight distance we get inside the net.
All right.
Now that will be the end of the game. I'm happy. See, for me, the female football is growing faster compared to the men, the World Cup level.
All right.
I don't think in the men's team that we can beat the teams our ladies have beaten, or the African teams that have qualified for the round of 16 have beaten.
I mean, because, like South Africa beating Italy.
Look at
imagine
look at
that
Zambia
happening.
Beating, I think, is it Costa Rica?
Yeah, Costa Rica. Yeah, 3-1 debutants.
Yes. Look at just what is happening. Zambia of all teams beating Costa Rica. Can the male team do it? it's a high distance for them to climb.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed with this lady.
Amazing.
You know, last week,
amazing.
A couple of days ago, you asked what is the quality.
Yeah, I did.
I was one of those that called in and I said this year's Women World Cup is on the high pedestal. Unlike the previous one we've seen. Kudos to the girls.
All right. Engineer, thank you so much. Once you hear the voice of Engineer, expect a very comprehensive take. I love it. Hello, good evening to you. Hello. Anybody home? Well, check out this one. Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
My name is Matthew from Bariga.
Matt, talk to us.
Matthew.
Okay, Matthew.
Yeah. Okay, about the women football.
Yeah.
So the women football truly is getting closer to the men football. Very well. Even this Nigeria Super Falcons.
Yeah.
So I'm wishing them a very good best on Monday.
Yeah.
I believe we progress because England is not as good as England before because
I agree.
They cannot beat. If they have to beat Haiti, is it Haiti?
Yeah.
Come on, team. 1-0. Managed to beat 1-0. Super Eagles are going to rule over them.
All right. Thank you so much for that one. Well, by the way, they are European champions, just for the records. This one says, good evening, guys. The women game is getting closer to the men in areas like quality play with strength and power, good goalkeeping, good defending, calm, cool finishes. Wow, he listed about 10 things. Sunday from Sogo, it says, unpredictable fixtures. Even this round of 16, not too sure of the winners.
I have some objections, though.
You have some.
Yes.
I do too. But Sunday, thank you for that. He delivered like he was answering, some question in work or something. Good evening, Tony Brown. Hodova Ayo from Songota. Obviously, there is a close gap in female football with what is happening. See Jamaica holding Brazil to a goalless draw. South Africa beating Italy to qualify. I can't tell you which team will win this World Cup. I think it gets even tougher as the tournament proceeds. This one says, good evening, Nigeria Info. I believe the Banyana will go farther than our Falcons in this tournament. Sentiments aside, this is another interesting conversation. Says, the South African team will go farther than the Falcons. Well, they've got the Netherlands. It's very tough. Netherlands were finalists in 2019, multiple European champions. I don't know who have got a tougher tie, South Africa or Nigeria. They play the Netherlands, we play England, the current European champions. What have I?
None of them. I can't even see. I can't.
All right. Bernard from Agro, thank you. Bernard from Bariga, thank you so much. So says, I believe the golf in the women's game is getting closer. Who will ever think that the U.S. national team will struggle to qualify and even finish second? Brazil got knocked out in the group stage. A Colombian women team topping the table ahead of German women. The golf is getting closer in women's football. Ernest James from Ikoto. Ernest, thank you very much. As it says, I stumbled on this radio conversation and I heard someone saying it's either Colombia or Germany that will meet Jamaica. He was saying that Morocco can also top the group with goals advantage if they win against Colombia. That's going to be very difficult. Concerning who stands a chance to win the trophy, I go for Sweden or Japan.